flushes or hot flashes. Depends where you live. It doesn't matter. I've been having them lately, and as many of you know, they are no fun. One thing that is helping me and other women in perimenopause and menopause who are experiencing hot flushes and hot flashes and cold sweats is Become Clothing. Their anti-flush technology creates fabric that is so light and soft, it not only cools the skin, but wicks away moisture and helps regulate body heat. I've been wearing one of their anti-flush nighties to bed and snoozing pretty. I'm also a huge fan of their tank tops, which I believe people in the UK call vests. Tomato, tomato. I really like how Become Clothing feels, and I also really like how it fits. I'd like to thank Become for sponsoring this podcast. Check them out on becomingclothing.com and use code HOTFLASHINC to get a 20% discount. Hi there, Hot Flash Inc. member of the Global Perimenopause. Thank you for finding me, for finding this. Thank you for you. I've been wanting to launch a podcast for so long. It's taken me a lot longer than I thought it would. And I think you'll know about this because I think there's something you really, really want to do, or a couple of things, and it's probably taking you a long time too. I think this is all mostly about upper limits. And if you don't know what upper limits are, I encourage you to read the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And if you're like me, you're going to need to read it again from time to time to remind yourself. But I can give you a little explanation right now. Upper limits are basically the outer reaches of what you are comfortable with. They relate to everything, career, love, fitness, all kinds of relationships, anything you can imagine. And when we bump up against areas that are new, it's very uncomfortable for us. And what we usually do is create some sort of resistance. And we just don't do the things that we want to do. And we sabotage them in some way. And it's never because we don't want to do them. It's because they usually involve some kind of risk. And we are basically scared of doing them. So I've been hitting upper limits all over the place with launching a podcast and in general with expanding Hot Flash Inc. so that I can reach more people like you with my number one message in the sea of what is often doom and gloom about this entire menopause transition. And that number one message is, this is going somewhere good. I promise. I swear. Just ask 95% of the older women you see out there. I'm not going to Pollyanna this for you. Don't worry. But I'm also not letting menopause be the fall guy for everything that's going wrong in my life. And if you tune in, I know you aren't into doing that either. So what about those upper limits? Well, not doing what you really want to do is a recipe for anxiety. I can tell you that. And while doing new things sure is scary, the growth and expansion that follows is always worth it. And that is what this time of life is all about. We are on our second or third or even fourth acts now. Let's do this. Hot Flash Inc. is going to offer you access to some remarkable people, cutting edge information and research, viewpoints you may not be used to hearing, some serious talk, and lots of silliness, all coming your way. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes.